Welcome into DC On Screen episode 267. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This, my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
Today we're going to get super spoilery on Lucifer 209, Homewrecker. To recap, the new owner of Lux wants to sell everything and piss off his dead father's ghost. Lucifer hastily leaves the scene of an investigation to deal with a problem at Lux, only to find that the precious home his shrine to debauchery is to be closed and turned into a shopping mall. His efforts to convince a string of new owners to reconsider lead him back to Chloe and her homicide. Lucy can't talk anyone out of the shopping mall, though, so he resorts to partying so hard that the movers physically cannot perform their job. Even Chloe helps. Mom kicks her evil machinations into overdrive as she sleeps with Dan and tries to blow up Lux so her son won't have a reason not to help her anymore. Lucifer's big bash thwarts her efforts since the club isn't empty, and she resorts to just trying to blow up Chloe. This week's murder solved. Chloe reveals to Lucifer that she's pulled some strings and gotten Lux classified as an historical landmark, protecting eternally from bulldozers and shopping malls. He demands that she let him at least take her to dinner for such an extraordinary gesture, and she agrees. He stands her up, however, after his therapist points out that he may have stronger feelings for Chloe than he'd like to admit. A highly annoyed Chloe leaves the restaurant in a huff, where we find that Lucifer's mom has repurposed her bomb to be Chloe-sized.
Yeah, that's a dumb cliffhanger. You're not going to kill Chloe. Come on now. You know how amped I would be about this show, though? I don't even mean it to be about Chloe. I'm actually not nearly as hard on her acting as you are. I don't even mind her. Don't even mind her. Not one bit. But if they had killed her at the end of this episode, I would have been so proud.
Uh-huh. But, you know, there's got to be a bargaining chip for Lucifer with Dad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I'm probably going to go with it.
The thing that, the cliffhanger that really got me this episode, though, was I want to know what happened in that damn stool she was sitting in. I mean, I know it's a good comedy beat for me. Like, they built it up. Like, that stool, that very stool you're sitting in. And then she interrupts and I'm sitting there going, what happened in the stool? I really wanted to know.
Well, as soon as he mentioned Sinatra, I was like, oh, they're gonna declare it an historical landmark. That's what they'll do.
Yeah. And Chloe got around to it. And it's a neat scene.
Yeah.
Followed by a dumb one where he realizes he has feelings that he has already realized before. And then and then drinks his way through the date.
Did he realize he had feelings before, or did he just want a boner?
I know he wanted the boner, but I think he realized he cared about her more than boning her. Maybe it's just he didn't realize that he really deeply cared about her.
Yeah.
And still wanted to bone her, probably.
Right.
Oh, this is a convention that people use on television sometimes. I'm Spartacus scene when they're both confessing to the murder.
Mm-hmm.
We'll face this together. No, the fuck you won't. You'll go to two separate prisons. They have men and women's prison. You will not face shit together. You will face this shit from like two different counties minimally, maybe different states.
Right.
They'll let you write letters. Just a trope I get bored with when they use it.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's real, real dumb. Of course, those people didn't seem terribly smart, so.
They didn't. And something else I got frustrated with was like, there was at least a couple times during the show where Lucifer was about to smite somebody and Chloe stopped him. I keep thinking, come on, that's the really fun part of the show. Chloe, get the hell out of his way. I want someone smited.
Right. One of my primary notes, I have two primary notes here. One is Ella likes Star Trek and speaks Klingon.
Right.
Which is, she's forever endeared to me now.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if you made a little poster for your wall out of her.
It ain't that deep.
It's the only character here you respect, though, now.
And I have a note that says, Dan is thirsty.
Yeah. Any? But he got it. He got that. And that's just going to kill that bromance, isn't it? I am looking forward to the scene where Lucifer finds out that Dan slept with his mother.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, I know. It's icky. But I want to see Tom Ellis' reaction to that.
I'm not sure who I'm more disgusted by. Lucifer's mom or Dan?
Well, Dan was at least ignorant. And as you say, thirsty.
Right.
So, okay.
I do like Amina Deal and May's kind of hanging out.
Oh, that
like
was great.
A little detective duo.
Yeah, and DB's little line about, like, they must be talking about something vile and evil. We should stop them. Later, he's, like, trying to describe what there is. Like, he's just going out. She's just looking for it. Please don't make me describe this anymore or something like that.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, they were great together today. Or this episode. But I only had a couple of really great Lucifer lines this week. And
yeah.
Really, the one of his that made me laugh the most was Mama Warbucks.
I don't even remember that.
He's talking to the the lady who's made the sale. And she tries to shut him down. He's like, listen, Mama Warbucks. I don't know. Made me laugh, man. Short of that, the line that really got me was like, don't touch my piano.
Yeah.
The way he said it was just powerful. I don't know. Just dug it. Sometimes I just like Tom Ellis on screen. I think he's a great presence some days. And that was one of those lines where it's simple. Don't touch my piano. But you could feel the wrath of the devil in it.
That's fair.
I mean, he legitimately did shut down that room.
I didn't necessarily buy it, but...
No, I did. I mean, if somebody came in my house and started pulling my instruments out, oh, we're going to have a fight.
Yeah, sure.
I'm calling him by name, too. Don't touch Jasmine!
Oh, Lord. So, do you think we'll actually meet God?
I don't know.
I'm starting to feel more and more like we will.
It's starting to get a little heavy right now. They could wrap it up without him. They could easily... And doesn't it feel like the show could wrap up in about two episodes if it felt like it? Like, she Absolutely. Really has gotten to the point where she's kind of scheming openly now. And she's clearly got her team, and she's announced her plans for everybody. And is getting dumber and dumber about how she's doing it.
Yep. It's like her intelligence moves at the speed of plot, man. She's not.
Oh, it absolutely
she's
does.
Not too. She's not incredibly clever.
No.
The closer they get to needing something to happen.
Right.
I did enjoy her little scene with Linda. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not telling you about what happens in our sessions.
Right. Oh, she was so awkward too. She's like trying to basically thank her for creation. It's just like she just couldn't pull it together. It was great.
But I liked her resolve. Like she goes from
She goes from awkward and not knowing what to say and like in all to still resolve.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. Like, oh, okay. Well, thought you were grateful.
I even liked how she took it. Like she didn't pull out. She didn't pull out. I thought you were grateful. It was just like, okay, I see.
Yeah, but you're right. I really don't. They could wrap it up in two episodes and it would be fine.
And incidentally, that's what they've got left on this midseason.
What'd you say?
Incidentally, that is what they have left right now is two more episodes for the midseason.
Hmm.
And then we will see them again January 30th. Apparently Gotham and Lucifer are coming back together.
Gotcha. Well, I think that's it for this episode. You got anything else?
No. Didn't move much along. It's a normal Lucifer episode. Made me laugh a little.
All right, guys.
Didn't move much. We all moved on.
Alright, well, thank you guys for listening to DC On Screen. You can find every episode of DCOnScreen.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, Twitter, and Facebook. We're a proud member of the Giant Says Team Up Network, GiantSaysTeamUp.com. Until next time, we'll be reviewing Supergirl 207, The Darkest Placed. Placed? Place. Keeps the darkest place.
It's past tense
Keeps now. Keeps some DC on your screen.